Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
AM 1020, it's KDK Radio. It's the voice of Pittsburgh. Couple news updates. No, they're not good. Couple news updates. It's the last hour of Crotopia today. I just saw stay-at-home order for Philly will start tomorrow. They had their number of COVID-19 cases jump up. It went up 11. It's now at 96. And the mayor of Philly said starting Monday, 8 a.m., do what we've been telling. It kind of reminds me of being a parent. When you're a parent and you suggest something to the kid, if they do it, cool. If they don't do it, as a parent, you say, okay, well, now I'm going to make it. Officials announced 11 new cases in Philly. They're up to 96. The mayor says there is a stay-at-home order beginning tomorrow morning at 8, which you and I both know what that means is everybody in Philly between now and 8 o'clock tomorrow morning is just going to go goofy. And it's the same stuff that we've been hearing, okay? The life-saving stuff and the food stuff and gatherings. Here's what is all prohibited in Philly. Gatherings of anybody except for essential businesses and activities. You can't do any more walk-in takeout orders, and there's not going to be any food trucks. The other story is Ohio just announced the same thing. The state of Ohio, the governor of Ohio just announced, we're serious, stay in your home. And that's going to start, I want to double check before I say it. Ohio confirmed they're up to 351 cases in the state of Ohio. And the stay-at-home order has been issued today for staying at home. Just to get you caught up. Now, let me ask you this. If you work at a Hobby Lobby in Ohio, what you going to do? Joyce in Hopewell. Joyce, thank you for waiting on me. I appreciate it. Hi.
Oh, anytime, Eddie. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You all right?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to tell you that I've been using some of this extra. I'm retired, but I've been using some of this extra time to research, or should I say, spy on some of our ancestors.
Wait a minute. You're talking about one of those genetic test things?
Well, no, it's on ancestry.com. You can find a lot of different things on there by looking at the census records.
Okay.
And this all started because of one of our family members kept saying, oh, so-and-so lied about her age when she got married. How can we find this out? Well, I found it out, you know, so they were all happy that, you know, she was only 15 when she got married, but of course she said she was like 21 or something.
Right.
So it's very interesting. I mean, if you look at the census records, you can find a lot out, but what I kept trying to find the 1950 census records,
mm-hmm.
and I did find out that they don't release those until, well, 1950s will be ready in 2022. They wait 72 years to let those census records go out on Ancestry.com.
All right.
So it you know, I was trying to find some other birth dates and wedding dates and trying to go from the 1920s to the 1900s and how old the children were, and why can't I find this? But it's fascinating. I'm kind of a history nerd, so I really enjoy that. Some people might find it boring.
Why did you sign up and send in a DNA sample to these people to get involved in their product?
No, my brother did it, and it came back what we thought it would come back. And then he invited me on to the records that he had on Ancestry.com. So I'm digging a little bit deeper into birth records, marriage licenses, draft records, service records. So, I mean, I can probably spend at least 12 hours on it. You just kind of get really involved, and then you, oh, my goodness, it's midnight. But it's fascinating. To me, it's fascinating.
Well, I mean, Joyce, you found what worked for you, and that's cool to pass the time and to educate yourself. That's good. I learned one of the greatest things I ever learned in grade school. I learned from a gym teacher. And yes, the tone was intended, because most of the gym teachers I had, including the one I'm about to tell you about, were gym teachers. You know, gym teacher would also have the gig of, he'd teach a health class, maybe. He'd teach driver's ed, maybe. He was in charge of study hall quite often. And I remember sitting in study hall one day, me and my buddies in the back. Yeah, we were that type. And we were behaving like young men with no cares in the world behave in a study hall. Mr. Rogers was his name. No similarity in any way, shape, or form to Fred Rogers. None whatsoever. But Mr. Rogers. Hey. What? And I couldn't do anything to us in study hall, but we knew if we really ticked him off, next gym class we were going to run. So, you know, he looked up. And he told us something, and it stuck with me, and it was exactly right. Then, what are you boys doing? And we're bored. Doing something makes the time pass much faster than sitting doing nothing. And I thought, wait, what? What? Oh, and he was right. Part of last night's program, we talked about this week and the relearning, what's important, and the finding places for your brain to go and not borrowing trouble. I did it until about the middle of Tuesday this past week. I paid attention to everything. I read everything. I looked up everything. I did. And by the end of Tuesday, early Wednesday, I'm like, oh my God, just take a break. If you'd like, I can teach you over the internet how to juggle. It's much easier than you think it is. If I could learn it, you could learn it. Michelle in the South Hills. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Eddie. I just want to say I was out and about doing a litter pickup. I was cleaning up the sides of the roads in my neighborhood
mm-hmm.
to keep busy. And
yeah.
I was surprised how many hundreds and hundreds of cars were on this road I was cleaning up. So nobody is staying home, I don't think.
Well, now, wait a minute. As far as staying home, nobody's going to stay home. If they've got to go to the store, if they've got to go to the pharmacy, if they've got to go do something. Me. You could have seen me driving today, and you're like, well, why didn't he stay home? Well, there are going to be people that are traveling. What this is we're taking it past recommendations. It's now going to be enforced. We gave recommendations and people didn't pay attention to the recommendations. Now, it's the second time dad turns around and looks in the back of the car. Now they're serious. I got a text right here, Michelle. It says, I'm going around Toledo right now. You wouldn't even know anything was going on.
Yeah, I'm just really surprised. Yeah. I mean, because I've been, you know, adhering, and if I have to go out, I just run out to the pharmacy or the store. And it's...
Well, people getting out and driving around in their cars, I don't think is the problem. People still going to spring break. And, oh, by the way, on the subject of the idiots that, spring break. The governor in Florida is talking about, anyway, not letting anybody leave because he's worried you got the coronavirus and all you're going to do is go back to wherever you came in from spring break. You're going to go back home and it's going to mess up there. The aristocrats. Hi, Eddie. Please remind people to give blood. Signed, Bruce and Carnegie. Bruce, somebody sent me a message a couple days ago. A lot of blood drives are being canceled, but there are some still going on. If you know of one, send me the information and I will repost it. I divided my social media into reality and pleasant. And it's two different things right now. I'll explain how to take care of that. Ted, you'll be next. It's KDKA. News Radio. It's AM 1020. KDKA. Listen, I said this last night, but I want to share with you what I have done, maybe for my own mental stability relative. I've got a couple different Facebook pages for work. One of them is called Eddie Crow on KDKA Radio. That one will continue to deal with the reality. Here's the news. Here's the latest. Here's what this is going on. Here's this city's doing this. That stuff will be posted on that Facebook page, Eddie Crow on KDKA Radio. The other Facebook page is called Crotopia. And I'm going to build a little island in the storm with this one. Nothing negative or getting wound up is for the time being, is going to get posted there. It's going to be mindless, happy videos. It's going to be good news. It's going to be anything positive. And if you send me, somebody sent me a story or sent me information about a blood drive that, as of right now, is still scheduled for this coming Saturday. If you send me anything like that, I will repost it on Crotopia. I'll repost it there. That will be the information source for good news. That will be the information source for videos of cats playing, knocking over dominoes. Be the information source for Day-Glo painted possums, if it comes to that. This text just came in. Rand Paul has tested positive. I know, I saw that. I mentioned that earlier, and it instantly gave me a question. And if you think you got an answer, I'd love to hear it. I can't come up with an answer. My question is this. According to the story, he did not have any symptoms. Well, then how was it he got tested? I mean, glad he got tested. It tested positive. But if he didn't have any symptoms, why did he get tested when there are people with symptoms that can't get tested? It's a question. The stock business, the insider trading after insider information. There is a saving grace to that god-awful, disgusting, repugnant, vile story. And that's that people from both sides are implicated in the story. There are Republicans, there are Democrats, there are legislators, and now there are aides to legislators all getting named in this whole. We think they knew about what was up and they kept quiet, but they did some stock work. When we get done with all of this, when everybody is all cool and we're hugging each other again, don't forget that story. Don't forget that story. Also, I don't know if you saw this. Steve Mnuchin went on television this morning and said, it might be longer. Might be 8 weeks, might be 12 weeks. One, I'm not at all surprised that it might be longer. Two, what in God's name is Steve Mnuchin going on? The money guy is the guy announcing how long you can't go out and make money, I guess. Okie doke. Ted in Mount Washington. What are you doing, Ted?
Hey, what's going on, Eddie?
Are you socially distancing yourself from others?
Hey, I listened to Sympathy for the Devil by Rolling Stones.
Whoop, woo!
That's pretty much how the world's going to go, man. When you can't go to a wedding, can't go to a funeral, hey, perfect time for Lucifer to step in. it's
the
bad.
Texas bands just call him Lucifer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's a disaster. It's going to be a while.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And, you know, I hope everybody can hang in there, but I'll be honest. I just think the spirit is going to start turning to anger. And
I think the paranoia is an extraordinarily dangerous precipice that we're on right now for two reasons. One, people are twitchier than they've ever been. I'm not talking about politics and one side or the other. I'm talking about you wake up in the morning and you feel uneasy. That's one. Two, actually three things. Two, you're starting to see, we love a man in a uniform until he shows up on our streets in our society, and then we get uncomfortable. Gang of Four was only half correct about loving a man in a uniform. Number three, when you've got National Guard people being visible and you're being told, and I believe it, you're being told they are here to help, that's great. When you look up and there's National Guard people and you just saw in the news that the Justice Department wants to suspend constitutional rights,
yep,
you got a bad combination. You got preemptively twitchy, visual aid to add to the twitchy. Now the Constitution might get tweaked with. That's a bad triple header of keeping people calm.
Oh, man, you couldn't write a movie like this.
Well,
write a movie.
I know.
You know, I mean, it's a great time for cults and conspiracy theorists, too, on top of that. So it's a bad time for the world. It really is. I just hope people can survive. The federal government is not stepping in yet. And if they do, you're right. You can kiss our freedoms goodbye.
Ted, I appreciate you calling. I don't think it's... I prefer a different term. I'm not going to say it is a bad time. I think we would all agree with that. One of my coworkers, not here, but one of the other stations, just came in and he was mad and said, why are you so mad? Starbucks is closed. What? Starbucks, even the drive-thru. Yeah. Well, it's like, man, God bless you for having something to get wound up on. But if the biggest issue in your day right now is you can't get caffeine handed to you through a window, there are some topics you've missed. This text says, he called you a bad name, Ted. Ted is a bleep. Few are afraid. He loves the doom and gloom, and so do you. All right, first off, a lot of people are afraid. Second, I'm not a fan of it. So, you know, thanks for playing. I don't want to talk doom and gloom. I knew I had to at some point, not because, well, I need to talk doom and gloom. We talked fluffy kitties Tuesday, mark that up. What are we going to talk about? We haven't talked doom and gloom for a while. That's not the process. Here's how it works. The news is the news. Information is information. If it's perceived as doom and gloom, well, that's subjective. There are some people that aren't even looking at it as doom and gloom. There's some people saying this is going to restructure the workforce and China's no longer going to be a superpower and made in America again. There are some people that aren't looking at it as doom and gloom. They're looking at it as a sign from God to keep going because their wife had a vision. That's not doom and gloom unless, I don't know, you're sane. Megan says, I enjoyed last night's show. I did too, Megan. And I enjoyed it more because I knew what today's show was going to be. I didn't know quite the level of ridiculousness that today was going to provide. But I knew when I got home last night and I saw the Department of Justice seeking new emergency powers. Some of those things in the Constitution, we just can't have that right now. I knew it was going to be like that. But that was before I saw the story about the Okeechobee County Commissioner telling people that you can take care of this COVID virus by blowing a hairdryer in your face. And that was before I saw the Hobby Lobby guy wrote a letter that his wife had a dream that God told him it's all going to be all going to be all going to be all right this morning. So you got to keep working. Well, not now. KDK Radio, 866-391-1020. You can call that number. You can text that number. This says, go back to Alabama or move to Cuba, you bumbling fool. But then I'd have to, you know, go out and find a U-Haul in these trying times. Man, you don't like what I say? Turn the knob. See the knob? No, not the one above your neck. The knob on your radio. Turn it. Ta-da! I posted a story about coronavirus last night on my KDKA page, not on the Crotopia page. I posted a story last night. The first response was, I suppose you think Obama would do better. Tell me how. Like, dude, I didn't say anything about that. Get over it. I ain't talking about politics. I'm talking about people dying and other people saying, screw them, I got a check. Both sides. KDK Radio. AM 1020, it's KDK Radio. It is the voice of Pittsburgh. I'm Eddie Crow. Crotopia for about another 25 minutes, give or take. And then, it's going to be calm. It's not going to be like it's been for me today. Chris comes in. Chris Moore. And Chris, been through a lot, lived a full life, has seen pretty much all of it, and demonstrates that calmness when he talks to you. He will start after 5 o'clock. Now, between now and 5, I'm just going to go nuts. The last text, go back to Alabama or move to Cuba, you bumbling fool. What did I say that caused you such consternation that you would be willing to send me out and rent a U-Haul and be a part of the population, possibly causing you to get sick, that you want me to move to Alabama or Cuba? Pretty different places. What did I say? What did I do? Okay, this is a mess. This is going to get worse. That's what's happening. Some people recognize that. Some people are dumbasses. The people that say, well, I'm going to go to spring break anyway. You're a dumbass. Okay? If I get it, I get it. It's not whether or not you get it. Seriously, if you're so stupid that your attitude about a potentially deadly disease is, if I get it, I get it. If you get it, I'm not going to weep. But it's not you. It's somebody that you might bump into that doesn't want to get it. If you make the conscious decision that you're going to go to work and work is necessary to help others and you do that, God bless you. If you work at the Hobby Lobby and you're told you got to go to work no matter what because the CEO's wife had a dream where God talked to her, not the same thing. Eddie says the text, the McDonald's of radio yesterday, you gave us Happy Meals today, is the salad of realness. Thanks, signed Ross. I have no idea what that means. Although seldom do you see a text that has the word McDonald's and salad in it at the same time. That kind of name recognition could have saved those salad in a cup days. Lou on Neville Island. How you doing, Lou?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call. I have many points. I will try to be brief. I want to touch on something you said about the China, the stuff coming home. I think that is something that'll be good of it. On the spring breakers, it's not even about them giving it to their family members. It's about them keeping this disease longer.
Right. It's about the about stomping the curve
longer.
Correct.
Yes.
That too.
So that they're evil people, and that governor is a complete jackass, Ron DeSantis. And I'm a right wing nut, so I should be in favor of him, but he should be tried for crimes and put to death. I despise him.
What crimes? Wait. What crimes?
Crimes
should...
against humanity.
Okay.
Crimes against humanity.
Like what?
And
like what?
Briefly on the...
What crime against humanity has he committed in your eyes, Lou?
Egregious lack of doing his job. I'm being overzealous for effect, so I don't really mean it, but he's a fool. But on Wolf's thing, mm-hmm. I can't go to work. Okay, I'm shut down.
Okay.
But I just walked back to the basketball court where there's a big game going on where people are right up on each other.
Right.
You know, so how does it make sense to not allow me to go to work,
right,
but to allow that to happen?
Well,
so
that's...
if you're going to shut it down,
mm-hmm.
shut it down.
Well,
either let us work or shut the whole thing down.
That's what's going on, I think. That's what's going on right now, I think. It's seeming, and this is... again, it may change 10 times in the next 3 days. But what it seems to be is everyone was told, hey, this is strongly suggested. You could really help out. Please do this. And a lot of people said, yeah, I'm doing what I want. They went full Cartman. I can do what I want. And now it's like being a parent. When you're a parent and you suggest to your kid to do something that's for their own good and they don't do it, the next logical step is to make them do what's for their own good.
But he's not doing it with the recreational people. Like I understand if you don't walk down a street by yourself, that's no threat to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But a big group of people playing a sports in a park is asinine. When I work with one other person 20 feet from me all day long, can't go make a living. So those people doing up there are going to continue this curve. We're not going to flatten the curve, but what we are going to do is send us into a worse than a Great Depression. Real estate prices are going to crash.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't going to be able to pay their mortgages. Nobody's going to be able to upgrade to a new home. I laid somebody off. Boom, go sign up. Okay, now I got three people laid off. That's awesome for them, right? They get to collect, but I don't get any money coming in.
You're not getting any work done.
I'm not getting any work done. And more dangerous than that, my customers that I have lined up, I have 6-7 months of work lined up, they're losing their jobs. They aren't going to want to have their chimney fixed now.
Right.
Give a crap. They'll let it leak. So this is very damaging what it's done. And it's something we could potentially never recover from. But the one final point, they're talking about giving people $1,200 check while they tell you to stay at home for a month. Now, $1,200, that to the average American, that's not a month's worth of supply, yet they're giving $450 million or a billion to corporations,
right,
without guidelines against layoffs.
The major airlines that just got the tax breaks and spent 96% of the tax break money and the bailout money on their own stock. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's I know you're happy about this because Trump just lost the election today. And I know you're not.
Whoa. Back up. I'm not happy about any of this. I don't give a tinker's damn about who's winning and who's losing what election. I might get back to thinking about that in a month or two or three or four. There's nothing happy about this. There's no schadenfreude involved in this. My thoughts right now are, let's see if we can keep people from dying that don't need to die, and let's see if we can do that with our behavior. I don't give a crap about what side's in charge and not in charge of this at all. Thank you for calling, Lou. I just got a text. Eddie, I'm impressed. You haven't blamed Trump much today. I don't give a crap who's in charge. All I know is I don't think the people in charge could find their rear ends with a funnel and a map. So let's get some other people paying attention to it. Well, I know you're happy about this. Why? Why? What possibly is joyful about this? Everyone's personal circle is being directly affected in some manner or another every single day because of this. What kind of a sick bastard would go, yeah, I like this. This is fun. Probably the same kind of sick bastard that would say, ooh, this is going to be bad. I better call my stockbroker. Ain't got nothing to do with left side and right side. I got a text like 10 minutes ago. This is all a Democratic hoax. Well, I would point out to you, it's the best hoax in history because they got Rand Paul fooled. He just tested positive. Bruce in Bellevue. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Eddie. My wife and I have had so much fun listening to you last night and today, but we didn't want you driving home and having a heart attack along the way. We wanted to drop your blood pressure, so we've got three popsicle stick jokes for you.
All right, Bruce. All right, wait a minute. Number one, I appreciate your concern. Number two, I'm perfectly fine. People say, are you like this all the time? No, I'm hardly ever like this. They pay me to be like this. When I go home, I ain't getting enough out of it to expend the energy.
Well, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, what's up? Tell me the jokes.
What does an alligator cook in?
I don't know.
A crock pot.
A crock pot. God. I talked about crock pot cooking last night. I should have come up with that. All right, give me another one.
Yep. What do you call a store owned by apes?
I don't know.
A monkey business.
A monkey business. Too much monkey business. All right. All right. One more. I got to get one of them right.
One more. Okay. What fish are the most valuable?
I don't know.
Goldfish.
Goldfish.
There you go.
Bruce, I appreciate you calling the goldfish. The disposable napkin of pets. You want a pet? I don't know if you're old enough. Let's try a goldfish. If you can keep the neon carp alive, then we'll talk about a puppy. KDK Radio. News Radio, AM 1020, it's KDKA. And tell me I'm happy about this. Have you heard any of the tone of today's show? Last night was the closest I got to upbeat, and at best, that was wistful. There's nothing happy about this. I've got friends that literally, over the span of a week, woke up, didn't have a job, didn't have insurance, and go. I have family members that are basically trapped in their own homes. There's nothing funny about this. There's nothing yay about this. There's not some, well, at least in the end, he's got me. Okay? You know what would make me laugh right now? If I saw a story that said, look, here's a million face masks that we can all use until this gets sorted out. That'd make me happy. Raven in North Strabane. Hi, Raven. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Eddie. I like your program. I was calling about that pickup that, you know, up there, that bakery. You think that's safe to go up there?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Is there a bakery doing a sandwich?
They're having that bakery pickup at 9 o'clock tomorrow up there.
Tomorrow? Oh, you're talking about Oakmont, right?
Yeah, Oakmont.
Yeah.
Do you think that's safe to go up there?
I think it's as long as you don't get within 6 feet of anybody, it's safe to go up where? If you need a sandwich, you go get you a sandwich. Double it. Do you have the internet? Do you do that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Follow Oakmont Bakery on Facebook, and they will give you updates.
Okay.
Yeah, but I remember hearing about the sandwich deal, and I posted about it.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, and this is advice that I find myself giving myself, and I'd give it to you. Before you go do anything, before you say, I'm going to go do this, get online and make sure you can. That's one of the cool things that the internet provides us. The weirdness that it provides us is not so good. But as far as true communication, it provides us. And I'm going to go look, Raven, when I get off the air here. I'll double check. He's talking about there was sandwiches that were you could go and pick them up at Oakmont Bakery. I remember seeing the story. Double check. beforehand, but my assumption is food is life-sustaining. Mark in Upper St. Clair. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, hi, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. So my comment is that I think it's time for corporate America to stand up to the plate. When they're paying these CEOs of companies millions and millions of dollars,
mm-hmm.
and now all of a sudden they can't come up with the money to pay people for a couple of weeks.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yes, it is ridiculous.
And, you know, and are they going to take a pay cut? Are these people going to take some kind of a pay cut since we have to bail them out?
Again.
I doubt it.
No.
Again.
Again. No, Mark, everything you say, and it's one of those things where rhetoric means one thing, reality can get you to understand what the rhetoric was about. And what Mark's talking about, and he's exactly right, and it's another one of those things, once we get everybody situated and back living life, let's talk about that. The airlines, well, you know, we need a bailout. Well, what'd you do with the last bailout? Well, I bought our own stock. Well, then good luck with that. Good luck with that. See, shove that stock into the gas tank of that plane. Okay? And if there's ever been an example of who really runs this damn economy, it's the last week where we've talked about supply chains and getting things there and truck drivers and EMTs and food service. And the last bailout plan that I saw, the people that make the least, got the least in bailouts. No. We've never been here before. I hope we're never here again. The quickest way to guarantee we don't ever end up here again is to learn from the lessons that we're having smacked upside our heads right now. Like corporations that take tax refunds that nobody else got and takes buyouts and takes handouts that nobody else got, and that's okay because it's not socialism right now, and then buys up all their stock and does nothing for the infrastructure and then looks up and goes, well, we don't know what to do. Bob in North Huntington. Hi, Bob.
I'll try to cheer you up a little. I'm reasonably satisfied with the way things are going. I'm impressed the way people in D.C. are being civil to each other, as all politicians can be. You know, they're getting along.
You're impressed with the civility being demonstrated?
Yeah, I mean, considering the way things were, people are actually getting something in agreement as to who wants what, and there'll be a blend. I'm understanding that there's going to be a prohibition on companies getting bailouts that they can't buy the stock back, so I think that's going to be included. But it sounded like the blended approach. I like the idea of the cash payments to people that need it. I like the idea that it stops where they said. And the idea of giving every senior a couple hundred more in their Social Security check, just keep bumping them out, even if you're, you know, at the bottom of the list, you still get an extra couple hundred besides all the other stuff. It's going to be a blended approach, but I really dovetail off what you said. We've never been here before, and it really is going to be a learn-as-you-go thing. You know, one side of me says the mask and everything really don't make much sense because this is essentially like saying you're going to stop the common cold. You know, part of me thinks that maybe we should just concentrate on trying to go after and help people, their elderly, chemo, dialysis, and concentrate on them.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us that are healthy are going to get it and it'll pass. And, you know, fluids, aspirin, Kleenex home, stay in your house. Because I don't really think it's bizarre. I mean, it's trying to extrapolate out. If you sat down and tried to do an experiment of you're going to be germ-free for transmission,
mm-hmm.
none of us really have a clue. Because if you tried to do that, you know, I've had this talk with people. I wear gloves. You open the mail. Okay, then you take the checks inside. You read the check, and they take the gloves off, or you lick the stamp to put a mail out, the envelope to pay a bill. Oh, as you start doing all this, if you sat down and talked to a virologist, or an infectious disease person,
mm-hmm.
they'd scare the living snot out of you. I had a treatment-resistant MRSA. I knelt down on the lawn a while back, about 3 years ago. All of a sudden, my leg looked like Elephant Man. I was in Forbes, and they're talking about cutting my leg off. And they had the notice on the door and people coming in with masks. And the only reason I'm still here is I had a Russian doctor who had the personality of a prison guard. She straightened everybody out, straightened me out. By the time I was done, I was, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, ma'am, sir, yes, ma'am.
Right, but here, Bob, I'm up against the break. I appreciate you calling. Here's the problem with that. A whole lot of people that would like to get straightened out by a doctor can't get in to see a doctor. And you and I both know this. If you say, the term is borrowing trouble. If you're worried about something and you only have part of the information about what you're worried about, the information that you don't have, invariably, because of your imagination, is going to almost always end up being worse in your mind than it would have been had you previously had the information. You can follow me on social media, a couple different places. It's Eddie Crow on KDKA Radio, and it's spelled E-D-D-Y. The traditional Alabama / Cuban spelling. Or you can follow me, look for Crotopia. I am on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter. The Eddie Crow on KDK Radio, I will continue to post the news. I will continue to post, here's the latest, here's what this person said, here's what that person said. On Crotopia, it's going to be fluffy bunnies, pictures of possums, and cats playing with dominoes. And the occasional picture of whatever I cook for supper. KDK Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.